Tim Fleming, and it is time now for our Caregiver Corner program, and we have Lark Trigstad with us on the show. And Lark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Beautiful sunshine.
Well, fantastic. Great to hear from you again this week. And, you know, one of the things I was looking at, I saw the note that came in about Sweet Caroline, the remake that was done about hands, washing hands. And I think it's amazing. Neil Diamond posted a new version of his signature song on YouTube this last week with lyric reworked to reflect the coronavirus pandemic. Don't touch me, I won't touch you, Sweet Caroline. What'd you think?
Oh, I thought that, what a special public service announcement. I felt like I was at one of our favorite teams' football games, and he says hi to everybody seated before a roaring fire. You know, in the age of physical distancing now and preventative measures, Diamond sings hands washing hands instead of the other hands reaching out, touching you.
And considering that all caregivers must consider when caring for a loved one, it may come as a surprise that hand hygiene is the single most important patient care practice one can perform in preventing healthcare-related infections.
Well, you know, multiple sources indicate that about 80% of infectious diseases are transmitted by touch. Hand washing has been a central component of personal hygiene and religious and cultural customs for many years. However, the link between hand washing and spread of disease was first made less than two centuries ago. And as a nurse, we learned this in our education. Initially, an Australian Austrian physician in maternity care, and a few years later, Florence Nightingale in the Crimean War made the connection. Patients were benefiting from the cleanliness and hand washing.
So hand washing is, hands down, the best possible way to prevent the spread of germs in the home or hospital environment. In this way, hand washing protects loved ones and also caregivers too.
It's so ironic that it relates to caregiving in general, because some caregivers wash their hands so much that they begin to get rough and dry. I know mine do, and this by no means is an excuse to stop washing. Just use some lotion on your hands every now and then to moisten them back up.
Yeah, that sounds like me too. It gets kind of tough, but washing your hands really is the first thing you should do before anything else. Germs too small for us to see spread so easily without anybody even realizing it until it's much too late.
I know it. And so that's why we're hearing so much about this. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I know you've heard it before, suggest washing your hands with soap and water 20 seconds. Someone said it's three happy birthday songs. So they also recommend alcohol-based hand sanitizer if soap and water are not readily available. So this is not new information. I know people are tired of hearing it, but that's why it's so beneficial for all of us to have someone like Neil Diamond come up with a way that might even change our behavior in terms of hand washing and physical distances.
Yeah, so I guess when we have a new video on SageLink about hand washing then.
Absolutely. And if you go to the Staying at Home page on SageLink, how ironic that is that we have Staying at Home on our website. We have a CDC video of hand washing, and it's listed under local quick list, and it gives you a visual of how to do it. And as nurses over the years, we've been trained in our in-service team to revisit how we wash our hands, and they even use ultraviolet light to look at your hands after you wash them, and then it reveals how many germs that are still there that you didn't get rid of, and it's the rigorous rubbing of your hands that really does decrease the germ count. I also want to say that we're working on putting on a information document from Mercy One. It's called Emergency Community Resource Access, and it lists all of the places in the community that you can go for information about support and services. And finally, Mr. Ritz is the CEO of Mercy out of Des Moines, and he has a video reaching out to the community talking about the education and support that's going on. So we'll get those two posted on there as well. But this, the washing video is on there already. So pretty cool.
Lark, thanks for being with us today and another great Caregiver Corner.
All right. Stay safe.